we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and it is our privilege to speak into your life today. And today, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit from where we have been discussing, because Hurricane Irma is out in the open waters and making a big mess of things. So I thought I would scoot ahead a little bit into the Gospel of Mark chapter 4 today. So if you want to be turning there, I want to address the storms. And this was already in my notes. I'm just going to jump ahead a little bit because we were still looking in Isaiah at the peace that God has provided for us. Still want to go back and revisit that, but I want to touch on Mark chapter 4 today. A year ago, we were dealing with Hurricane Matthew, and when it came to visit Brevard County and the Florida East Coast, and that was something that was very intimidating. But at that point in time, I was teaching on Wednesday nights out of Psalm 90, and God said, you know, I want you to take the word and I want you to expand it beyond just something to study, and I want you to make that part of your life. And so we started praying Psalm chapter 90 for that storm, and it took a while before it began to turn, but we firmly believe that the elements have to respond to the voice of God. Listen, if God could close the mouths of the lions like he did for Daniel, if God could remove the pain and the effect of the flames as he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, speak to the situation of Lazarus and cause death, our final and greatest enemy, to loose its grip on him, if Jesus can speak to our infirmed and broken bodies and make them healthy and sound and whole again, why is it a stretch to believe that God can speak to the storms? Now, make no mistake about it. I believe that it is the devil that is the one who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. God is good and the devil is bad. God is good and the devil is bad. So I want you to pay attention to the storm. Keep an eye on it. Excuse me. But we're in a studio today, and so if you hear some sounds that are a little different, I do have light coming in this studio, and I can see out onto 520. But if you hear some sounds, I don't have some of the controls that I normally have at my disposal here. Things will get back to normal here before too awful long. I want you to keep an eye on the storm. You don't want to behave foolishly in the storm. You want to behave with wisdom. But you also want to respond to that storm in faith. And so we're going to do that today. Before we get into that, I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. And Bill Andriak, he can get your AC up and running. And, you know, hopefully the real intense heat is on its way out. But if you have something that happens to your AC, it could be a lot of different things. You could have a thermostat issue that you could call Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. You could want to make your thermostat to where your home operates with greater efficiency, and that would be 759-3284. If you have a unit that goes bad, now we've had things that have gone wrong with our inside unit. In fact I've had some things that have gone wrong with my home that he was able to help me to identify the problem and rectify the problem without even having to come out. That was fantastic. But there can be things that go wrong on the inside. There can be things that go wrong with the condensation line, the condensation pump. There can be things that go wrong with the outside part of the unit as well. And in every one of those circumstances, Bill has been able to get us up and running and fix us up. And so I encourage you, if you've, in fact, my son was telling me, he called him because of something that he was considering buying. And I don't know if he ever did buy it or not, but that Bill was able to give him the wisdom that he needed for that situation as well. So any air conditioning situation that you have that arises, give him a call, 321-759-3284. You will be glad that you did. And we're glad that they're back. Last week, he and his wife were away on vacation, and that meant I had to lead worship, and I'm really glad that they're going to be back. So with that being said, keep an eye on the storm, and if the storm does appear, if it's coming towards Brevard County, we will make a call on services on Sunday that is in accordance with the instructions and the mandates that we're given. We're on a barrier island, and so if they happen to issue mandatory evacuations, we will be forced to respond in that in submission to those in authority over us. So keep an eye on what's going on, and if we don't get to pursue greatness this weekend, we will get to pursue greatness the next weekend. So with that being said, let's get on into Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4 and verse number 35. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" And that is the end of chapter 4. Now, the New Testament is written in Greek, so you're not going to see that the fruit of the Spirit that we're talking about being peace, you're not going to see the word Shalom here. In fact, this word is a different word altogether. It has different ramifications. It has different meanings, but it is extremely pertinent for what is going on right now during this part of hurricane season. But before we get to that, let's look at what led up to this situation. Jesus has just ministered in the beginning of chapter 4. He was teaching a great multitude. And then it says that he spoke to them in parables, and without a parable he did not speak to them. And when they were all alone, he explained all things to his disciples. That brings us to verse 35 that says, "On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.'" So I want to ask you today, what has brought you to the place that you are at currently? As for me, I have no doubt about it. I am here under direction of the Lord. It's not because we came here looking to live 6 miles from the beach and we thought, hey, you know, Brevard County looks like a great place to live. Because I didn't know when the company that I worked for asked me to move to Melbourne, I didn't even know there was a Melbourne, Florida. I thought they were talking about Australia. Literally, I thought they were talking about Australia. It's like, that's some transfer, Yuma. And they said, no, Melbourne, Florida. It's like, where's that? And they had to explain it to me. We had no awareness whatsoever of what life was going to be like for us when we got to Brevard County. But you see, before I said yes to their offer, I told them that I had to pray about it. And they had never had anyone tell them that answer before. They said, well, how long are you going to have to pray? And I told them 24 hours, and that's when I called my wife and said, you need to start fasting and praying, and she told me I already have been. And so we were recognizing that God was at work in the situation. It looked like a step backward because it meant not only were we taking a cut in pay, but when we got here, the insurance for one vehicle was more than we were paying in Texas for the insurance on two vehicles. And the rent that we were paying for a small apartment was twice what we were paying for a large place to live in Texas. So it was a challenge. But the thing that I spoke to God and I said, God, I will go wherever you want me to go. I will do whatever you want me to do. I'm not afraid to work and support my family. I feel very strongly about that. But God, you called me into ministry. And so if you are taking us to Florida, you have to open up the door for me to be in ministry. You didn't call me to this particular vocation that I'm in right now. You didn't call me to do that forever. I'm not afraid to do it. I'm not too proud to do it. But God, this isn't my calling. And so we came to Florida. And then 3 years later, God spoke and called us to Merritt Island and to Merritt Assembly of God. I can take you to the verse in 1 Peter chapter 5. I have no doubt whatsoever that I am therefore called to the situation that I'm in. With that being said, it is that call that keeps me during life's storms. And so if you are finding yourself in a storm, you need to ask yourself, how did I get here? Did I get here because I put myself in this situation? Or am I here because I'm walking in obedience to the command that God has given to me? When Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side, the command was not, let's begin the journey to the other side and drown in the middle of the sea. He said, I need you on the other side of this sea. I need to be on the other side of the sea. You're going to help me to get to the other side of the sea. That was the obedience. There was no implication there whatsoever that he was going to begin the journey with them and abandon them in the midst. Now listen, he demonstrates that he can walk on water. But Peter's attempt at that had limited success because he saw the wind and the waves and he took his eyes off Jesus. And all of a sudden, Jesus' command caused him to start sinking. When he got his eyes off of Jesus' command, then he started sinking. That's what I was trying to say there. So I need to ask you today, are you here for convenience sake? Are you here for financial sake? Or are you here because of the call of God? If you are here for the call of God, I want to remind you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So let us cross over to the other side. They left the multitude. That's something that humans have a difficult time doing. We like to see the crowds. We like to be popular. We like to be in the in group. And sometimes leaving for that new adventure sometimes has a little bit of uncertainty to it. We don't know what we're going to find when we get there. But I can tell you this, it will be different. Now it says, verse number 37, and a great windstorm arose. And so this isn't the sermon that I've got for Sunday about pursuing greatness. I'm not pursuing a great windstorm in my life. That's not what I'm pursuing. But Irma has already demonstrated the capability of becoming a major, major windstorm. But it said that this storm arose. Now, the disciples were no strangers to living in the environment that they found themselves in. They were accustomed to being on the water at night. That was when the best fishing was. And so when this great windstorm arose, they knew that they were in a serious, serious predicament. It said that the waves began to beat into the boat. I don't know about you, but I don't mind hearing things outside, but when they start coming inside, that's an entirely different scenario. So the waves beat into the boat. Now, if you are looking at the situation and the storm is beginning to penetrate into your life in aspects that you're not expecting, then I want to encourage you, don't do what the disciples are getting ready to do. Have a different response. Everything in the Word of God is given to us for an example. It's either a good example or it's a bad example. So I want to encourage you, don't do what they did. It said that as the waves began to beat into the boat, that the boat began to fill up. Okay? So I preached a message this last Sunday called Satiated. Satiated. And that is a word that means to be filled to complete and total capacity. It's the grounds in Texas have been satiated with water so that it is not draining as quickly as it would. The ground has reached capacity for what it was able to handle, and so the overflow has affected other areas which might not normally get affected with the water. We're supposed to be satiated with the goodness of God. Okay? We're supposed to be satiated with the goodness of God. So if I am filled with the goodness of God inside of me, and the storm comes in, and it starts trying to fill up various aspects of my life, that space is supposed to be filled. It's got a different purpose. The hull of that boat was not supposed to be filled with water. It was supposed to be the place where fish were kept. It was the place where the bait was kept and the nets were kept. It was a place where you were supposed to be kept dry during the storm. And so the storm is coming and it is trying to assert its boundaries. One of my favorite passages in the Old Testament is where God says to the waves, "This is where your proud waves halt, thus far and no further." And he establishes a boundary for the storm. And I want to encourage you that fear has a boundary and it does not include filling your heart. Worry has a boundary and it is not supposed to affect the heart of a child of God. So make sure that the things of the storm do not fill up your life to the point that it is pushing out the presence of God and causing you to focus on what is pouring in rather than what is leaving. Now, I will tell you this. As a child of God, I believe that I have gained much more than I have lost. I believe that gaining eternal life is worth way more than anything that this life could have offered me beforehand. I believe that having an eternity with Jesus is gain, so that if I go through some difficulty or some challenges down here, I don't have to focus on that carnal thing that I may have lost. So I want to encourage you, allow your spirit to establish the boundary for the storm in your life, not the other way around. Okay? That's pretty good. And it says, it was already filling, but he was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Now, last year during Hurricane Matthew, I was sleeping wonderfully. I mean, when the teeth of that storm came through, I was sleeping quite nicely. I was not in panic mode. I wasn't sleeping in my own bed. We are in a mandatory evacuation zone, and We had to evacuate to the mainland, and it was okay. And I was quite content. I was like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to find a new reality to deal with. But I wasn't going to allow that storm to affect and permeate the aspects of my mind. So Jesus was asleep. I'll just say this because I need to get a move on here. Teacher, first of all, keep your eye on Jesus. And however he is responding to the situation is how you should respond to the situation. And if he's resting in the storm, you can trust that he's got all things under control. Because Jesus wasn't born of a virgin so that he could die at the hand of a storm. Jesus is in the same boat as the disciples. He's going to live. No weapon formed against him was going to prosper. He was going to get to the cross. There was no, the prophecies weren't, he's going to come, he's going to be born of a virgin, and then he's going to drown in the Sea of Galilee. That wasn't the prophecy. He was going to be hung on a tree, and he was going to bear the curses of humanity. That was what it was. Keep your eye on Jesus. He's always on the throne, and he's never taken by surprise. He's never caught off guard. He is always in control, and so you just have to keep your eyes on him. The next thing that the disciples said was, don't you care? Don't you care? And so this last Sunday when I was preaching on being satiated, it came out of Jeremiah chapter 31, and there were a couple of things. First of all, God loves you with an everlasting love. All you've got to do is look at the cross to see that he cares greatly for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Okay? When he leads, he's going to lead you in a manner in which you do not stumble. And he is a good, good God. People need to see the goodness of God being manifest in the lives of believers. So I want to focus on God's goodness rather than on my problems. Teacher, don't you care? And Jesus' response was, how do you not have any faith? Because God's given to every man the measure of faith. So we need to utilize that faith. The clock is ticking. I need to get a move on. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And so please understand today that just because a great storm arises in your life, it does not mean that God doesn't care about you. What it means is that you serve a very real enemy. You live in a fallen world that is groaning, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, and that God does care for you. And he's getting ready to show you something that is going to forever alter you. It says, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. A lot of people think that there's just an atmospheric change and boom, all of a sudden the wind's gone, the waves die down, everything is wonderful. But the word there that Jesus uses for peace, it is pronounced siopao, siopao. And it means this, to be silent in involuntary stillness, and it is an inability to speak. And what I see in my spirit is that God reached out, grabbed that storm by the throat, squeezed off the windpipe, and he said, be quiet. That there was a muteness, there was an inability to communicate. That wasn't that the storm didn't intend to communicate. It was that God, in his authority, said, you do not have the authority to intimidate my disciples the way that you are. You do not have the ability to instill fear in my disciples. I'm getting ready to use you as a teachable moment. So whatever happens with Irma this week, first of all, keep your eyes on Jesus. Second, don't allow the storm to convince you that the storm's presence is evidence that God does not love you. Third, have faith arise in your heart and say, Jesus, would you speak to Irma the same way that you did to that storm, so that it loses its ability to speak fear and hopelessness and lack of concern into our lives. Okay? Now, with that being said, it said this, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? He is who he's always been. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the creator of the creation. He is the one that conquers sin, death, hell, and the grave. He is the one that has dominion to be able to speak in an unappealable manner to the storm, and the storm lose its ability to speak. And so I want to ask you right now, keep an eye on the storm, but let's just pray right now, and let's ask God to do what he did for the storm that day on the Sea of Galilee, that he would take control of that, he would speak to it with authority, and that Irma would lose its ability to speak. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, God, because you have brought us to Brevard County. You created this place as a trophy of your grace. Lord, you always lead your people in triumphal procession. And Father, we will not be intimidated by the magnitude or the size of the storm. That was a great storm. This is a great storm, but we serve a greater God. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we have fixed our eyes upon you. And Lord, we ask that you would cause that storm to fall apart. Lord, we ask that you would speak to that storm and the power of the winds would die down in Jesus' name. Lord, that there would be people who are no longer paralyzed by the fear of the storm, but Lord, instead, they are looking to you and they're hearing you say, peace be still. Lord, I pray that it would be silent. It would be an involuntary stillness. I pray that the meteorologist would wonder what in the world caused that storm to fall apart. Lord, a lot of times they're looking for wind shear. They're looking for other dynamics to take place. But God, I'm looking for the voice of the Lord to come and speak to that thing and steer it to where it will do no harm. Lord, cause that storm to fall apart for your glory and your praise. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Peace. Be still. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.